You're listening to the Bitcoin.com Exchange Podcast. Our guest today is Wojciech, CEO and founder at studentcoin.org.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed by various guests or sponsors of the podcast are solely their own. They do not necessarily reflect those of the podcast host or the other people, entities, or organizations affiliated with the creation or production of the podcast. The guest and sponsor may consider their information reliable, but others involved in the creation or presentation of the podcast do not warrant the accuracy of guest or sponsor information, and it should not be relied upon.
This episode is brought to you by the Bitcoin.com Exchange, the exchange you can trust. Buy and sell Bitcoin as well as 250 digital assets. The Bitcoin.com Exchange is secure, fast, easy, and reliable. Register within seconds and buy crypto with a credit or debit card. Join our community of traders now. Exchange.bitcoin.com. I'm your host, Dustin Plantholt. Join us as we dive into the world of economics, politics, tech, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency. For even more crypto-related news, sign up at news.bitcoin.com or follow us on Twitter at Bitcoin.com. Now let's bring on our guest. Wojciech, welcome to the Bitcoin.com Exchange Podcast.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well. So tell us, when did you first learn about blockchain technology and Bitcoin?
So basically, the way in which I started going into the blockchain and crypto world was in 2015. It was the end of the bubble of the, like, the first big bubble, like the consecutive of the MTGOX collapse. And I started investing in like some coins, a Dogecoin or like other like smaller currencies, just to learn about the market, learn about the investing. And like it actually started with like a passion. I mean, I wanted like to learn a lot of about it, and also like to maybe like accumulate some equity for the like in the long term. And I always was very into like the algorithmical trading, into the AI and mathematics. Like in 2017, I have published the Advanced Technical Analysis book. It was the book that discovered the new mathematical ways in analyzing the trends in terms of mathematics and calculus. And basically after that, I wanted to prepare like a robots and algorithms that will be trading on Bitcoin, on some like major cryptocurrencies. And I also like started making research about altcoins, about the trading. And the bots were like not very good working until the 2017, when it was like a very big bull run. But basically then it was just like buying and holding the buy position at Bitcoin and other like major cryptocurrencies and closing with stop loss under like a smaller dips. And after that, I decided to like go more into like a scientific thing. I mean, the scientific like background of the cryptocurrencies, and started working on my like a second book. It was the Cryptocurrency Encyclopedia. It is like a summary of the 100 biggest cryptocurrencies. However, I mean, it was prepared in 2018. So in some parts, it may be for example, not taking into consideration the big projects that are going right now, but maybe I will update it sometime. And like after like preparing the cryptocurrency, that time I studied at NYU in Shanghai, the New York University. I also like decided to drop from the college and start my own cryptocurrency fund that was called Crypto Holding, and just like generate like accumulating capital in 2019 from friends and from family, and starting the investment fund, as well as like taking into consideration maybe preparing like a currency for our community that was like connected to university. It was Koźmiński University then, because like I dropped from NYU and started at Koźmiński University in Warsaw, Poland. And basically what we wanted to do, was to prepare like a token that will be like educational for people to learn, to teach our cryptocurrencies, to show how it's actually working. And it was like spreading very fast from university to university. Like we have spread through like 60 major Polish universities very fast. And later we have decided also with like some connections from the New York University and from like my friends from the UK, from the US, to spread around universities around the world. to make like a token that would be connecting people and I mean students and student organizations. And what was important, I mean, as with most cryptocurrencies as it is now, actually there was like no fundamental value that was behind the token. And also like when I was preparing the cryptocurrency encyclopedia, like 90% or 98% of tokens were actually like useless. It was like based on an idea that was not realized, or just it was a meme token, yeah, or other something without fundamentals. And yeah, it is something how market, crypto markets, at most of the markets right now working like that. And we decided to add some fundamentals that could be like developed in the long term. And basically, we have started asking people in our community. Then in like middle of 2020, it was around 10,000 people in student coin that were holding student coins through the airdrops, through the some promotions, and through like friends to friends, just relationships. We just wanted to like ask them what they want to do. I mean, in which like aspects of the blockchain and tokenization, maybe not tokenization, in the crypto world, they see potential. And most of people said that it's great to like enterprise capital, raise equity, and to tokenize, maybe to create tokens, to promote the blockchain, to learn about that, and to like prepare like some utilities based on tokens. And what we decided to build a platform, the STC Terra Milan STC wallet, that will be one-stop thing for people to tokenize, to build, to for example, raise equity and create their own token. And what student coin would like to do in the long term, and what we are currently preparing, is the whole STC ecosystem that will be like a one-stop platform for people to create idea, to raise equity, to gain community, and also have a first exchange listing that will help in all of these matters. And we'll be like emitting the utility tokens, the personal tokens, the also security tokens, the NFT tokens, the DeFi tokens, and all of the tokens could be like, will be like able to be emitted by our STC terminal. Later, people will be able to store it and to hold it at STC wallet, and also to trade it at STC exchange and maybe perform crowdfunding. And the whole idea is to make a crowdfunding and to make launch pads and to like build a community without borders. It is like great, for example, a person from Harvard or person from the Oxford or from Koźmiński University can create startup, can be verified by community at our STC terminal, and later can raise like an even small amount of equity, yeah, like $20,000 to run a startup and emit tokens that will be, for example, utility, security, depending on the case. And I think, yeah, the biggest aim for us is to create the platform that will be like the alternative for or the IPOs and the bank loans also, because like IPOs are like mostly like very big, yeah, and not like, I mean, 99% of entrepreneurs cannot like go into IPO, while for ICO or for like launchpad, you can have like you can raise small amount of equity that will help you as a bank loan, but you will be much more flexible with it. And this is something that we want to do, starting with students and academic world and ending with something that I think will be like popular and global, not only limited to education and to like people related to the academic world.
Yeah, you know, that's fascinating, because when I look at what is needed around the world, especially within this crypto blockchain space, is education when minimizing risk in the process. To learn from other community members, and to also have an opportunity. I mean, you know, when I look at what you and other entrepreneurs have done in this ecosystem, is that you are now giving back and creating, creating a future for many of these individuals that are looking to create their own dream and that don't have access to the traditional ways of raising money. Where maybe they didn't go to the right school, they don't know how to write the right kind of business plan, they don't have the right connections. That it doesn't sound like that necessarily matters. It sounds like what you're creating is a community, correct?
Yes, correct. We would like to build something like that. And for the plus example, I can give a student from like a developing country, yeah, that is, for example, admitted to a good university in the UK or in the US. And like the student's loans and other types of loans are not always available, and also like not always like good for such person. And such person can, for example, emit a DeFi token or personal token that will, as example, yeah, I mean, there's like a very long, especially legal way to achieve it. However, can emit a token that will be related to his or her personally. And using this loan, yeah, this loan token can, for example, pay for the first semester at the university. And after this semester, this person can, for example, give his or her grades or like all of the things that were that have been like done during the semester. And people can, for example, decide if to like pay the next semester. And it could be like one of the mechanisms that will be like introduced by the STC terminal and the STC ecosystem that will be allowing people, I hope, in the massive scale, to allow them to study, to get the education and to go into like universities and also like other types of education, because we are not only limited to universities, but also to like even like 6 week or 12 weeks courses. Yeah. After which they will be like paying off, for example, this personal token or this DeFi loan that was done. And people, yeah, that would like to help could be like sitting in any country of the world, maybe Saudi Arabia, maybe Australia, maybe the South Africa or the US, and could have, for example, in portfolio hundreds of people that will be going to a job or, I mean, to going to a, like, you know, computer science classes or to university or to other educational classes and can like help them in education. Later, some of these people will be like paying off these loans, yeah? Just like making profits for these people that lend money for it. And I think it could be like a very good solution for the like flow of equity and flow of like education around the world. And also the solution for the student loans and student debts that are, as I said before, not always available and not like very good in terms of like financial relation.
Yeah, trying to solve problems. And what do you see for the future of StudentCoin?
So, as I said before, we wanted to develop, we want to base our token and the whole ecosystem on academic world and on universities. However, we want also to like spread through like other startups and other sectors, to have, for example, startups from biotechnology, from photovoltaic, and from like energetic, not only from the sector that's connected to education, but to cooperate with people that are also with that are like not strictly related to universities, to make the platform global and to make platform very easy in use, as for example Revolut, as Facebook, not only to limit it to the academic community, but start with it and base on it.
Perfect. And how can we learn more about StudentCoin?
You can learn more at StudentCoin just by like going to our website, read our white paper, and we also invite you to our Telegram, at which we are doing like often we are doing Ask Me Anything sessions. We are talking in the community. You can talk with our CTO. You can talk with me at Telegram. We are like very open to have a wider cooperation and also to maybe take part in the STC ambassadorship program that will, I think, connect thousands of students around the world that will be like having a very wide like internet meetings and discussing our StudentCoin, the ideas, and having also some cool quests to realize and, for example, get some STC as a reward for realizing the quests. So this is something in which we would like to activate more our community.
Thank you again for sharing your story on the Bitcoin.com Exchange podcast.
Thank you very much.
You've listened to another episode of the Bitcoin.com podcast. Subscribe at news.bitcoin.com, where your journey begins.